Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Redeemables minisode, little fun one, little 25 to 30 minute one. Hopefully it's 20 minutes with me hosting, probably 15.
Yeah, I got shit to do.
I'm your host, Duff. Really, I'm with my dear friends, BJ.
Yo.
And Kenny.
Thank you.
Today we're
dear friend.
We're doing a homage to Cradle to the Grave.
Cradle to the Grave, but it's a just to clear it up if they wanted to check it out, it's the number 2.
Yeah, yeah, so if you look up Cradle to the Grave, yeah, you're going to get a different movie. You have to put the number 2
probably
in Cradle.
Probably a vastly better for movie. I've never seen whatever the grave. T-O to the Grave
Cradle
is.
To the Grave.
It's very, very important, the 2.
If this was a sequel, that would make sense that they use Cradle to
Man, the Grave. Cradle to the Grave 2 would be fucking unreal.
Cradle to the Grave 2.
2 with T-O.
Two
with
T-O.
Oh,
Cradle,
Cradle to the Grave 2.
Cradle Grave.
And it's got the dudes out of Onyx in it instead of DMX.
Why did they use the number? Anyway.
It was 2003. Shit was wild, man. Limp Bizkit were huge. It was a different time.
The top 5 this week is a bit shit because it doesn't really have anything to do with the movie. I thought it did when I suggested it.
Yeah.
Then I watched the movie and went, oh, what have I done here? So we're doing the top 5 underrated actors that we see in our
Is DMX
eyes.
In yours?
Nah.
You have to put him in. That's the rules.
Yeah.
You made it. You did this, so you have to put him in.
Gabrielle Union's in there, which I did it for.
Yeah.
You did it for Dragon, didn't you?
I did it for Dragon.
Dragon, man.
Oh, that movie did
just
Dragon.
Had so many mentions. I like Dragon.
I've also got a game. This game, which I'll hit it off straight away, it is the Guess the Film game.
Okay.
So what it is a character from the movie.
Yeah.
Like the character's name.
Character's name.
God damn it.
A tagline from the movie.
Oh, Jesus.
And then a Dead Hoper giveaway. So you're going to get it with the Dead Hoper.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
You believe in me more than I believe in myself.
If you do the if you guess and your answer's wrong, that's it. You're out.
Oh.
So the other person has free reign to do the whole lot.
Okay. So if you go early, you're gone.
So if you go too early, you're gone.
Great.
So you got to be pretty confident.
Get the fuck out of here.
So if you get it on the first one, 3 points. You get it on the second one, 2 points. You get it on the last one, 1 point.
Right. Okay, that's great.
Stretching right. My brain.
Ready?
The rules of this game. It's good.
Oh, this authoritarian Duff.
Yeah, organized.
A bit of a turn on.
So the first movie is-
Your wife put this together, didn't she?
I did this. Look at all the spelling mistakes. That's all me. All right, first movie is Brendan Conlon.
God damn it. Conlon.
Warrior.
Perfect. 3 points.
Yes. And Tommy Conlon was the brother, wasn't it?
Yeah. The tagline was fight for family.
Yeah.
Dead Hopers, whatever I decide to say.
Probably the greatest sports movie ever made.
Love that fucking movie.
Well done. Well done.
I got Tommy Conlon.
I didn't put him in there because it's...
Rod Gunn make a ruling on that.
So the next movie is Tyler Rake.
Extraction.
Sorry.
It's Extraction 2, isn't it? Am I out?
You're out.
Extraction 2.
Is it not Extraction?
Just for those at home, I'll give Ben 1 point because it's Extraction 2.
Oh, fuck what? Off.
Which one?
He's in both of them.
That's why you don't jump in too early.
You don't want to stitch up. Which one's Tyler Rake in Extraction 2? I don't even remember.
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
That's his name,
but
Tyler
so
Rake.
So he is in Extraction.
Yeah, it is. It's Extraction.
And also with the taglines, I chose the word taglines that don't really match the movie. The tagline for that one was prepare for the ride of your life.
That sucks. Sucks so much.
Sucks so bad.
I thought that was Ride Along too.
Incredible movie and just sucks that tagline.
They're just not trying anymore, are they? It's because it's all thumbnails, right? Yeah. There's no posters.
Netflix movies really don't do taglines though because the first one didn't have one.
Oh,
that's
true,
why I just decided to go with Extraction 2.
Okay.
Next character is Bacon. The tagline is a disgrace to criminals everywhere.
Bacon. Babe.
Ben's out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, God damn it.
Nah.
I don't know it anyway.
It's about a group of criminals. They find guns and like Vinnie Jones is in it.
Oh
and then there's a bloody.
It's like Stock and 2 Smoking Barrels.
Bang. Nailed it. 1 point.
All right.
Bacon. And you fucking.
Who's Bacon in that? I haven't seen
Bacon is Jason Statham.
Is it? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that for a
minute. Weird fucking minute.
Might revisit that.
Yeah.
Okay. This one I feel is easy. The character is Weasel.
No.
The tagline is wait till you get a load of me.
Oh.
Joe Dirt?
Ken's out.
Damn it.
God, I'm so dying to make a porn joke of it. No, go on.
Third clue is, it's kind of a Marvel movie, but it's not. It's got
Deadpool.
Oh, that fella from two. Bang, nailed it.
Yeah.
Deadpool. Weasel.
Yeah.
He's his friend.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. John Anderton.
Anderton.
The Matrix.
Anderton. You're out.
Damn it.
Mr. Anderson.
Anderton. Not Anderson. What would you do if you were accused of murder? What would you do if you were accused of murder you had not committed yet?
Are you asking me?
That's tagline.
Oh, sorry.
Yet.
Yet. What would you do if you were accused of murder?
Minority Report.
Bang, nailed it. 2 points.
That's good, isn't it? Good movie.
Mm, decent flick.
Duncan, Idaho.
Oh.
It's Jason Momoa. June.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
I knew you'd get that one.
Yes.
Saw number 2 last week, guys.
Yeah.
Changed my life.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Loved it. It's that Lion King song. Rictus Erectus.
Oh. Oh, fuck. These are ring bells. I mean, it sounds like a member of Gwar.
It's not Gladiator, is it?
You're out.
Damn it.
All right, I'll get to chill. What's next? What's the next clue?
Only the mad survive.
Only the mad survive. Rictus Erectus.
Ah, damn it. I know what it is.
I don't. Go.
Oh, it's about a bloody... Oh, they're in a big truck and they're trying to escape all these guys in white paint and they think they're going to Valhalla.
Oh.
Witness me!
Fury Road.
Yeah, that's it. Bang, bang.
Witness me.
It's really hard with the... You take a punt on this, it doesn't work out well. It's really hard. I'm glad I'm not doing it. The next one is Sapper Morton.
Sapper. They left the old sappers around in case sand.
Use it in a sentence.
Sold
for one
my
point.
Sold my cigarettes to the black market man. I don't know what you're
The tagline is the key to the future is finally unearthed.
Ooh. The key to the future. So it would have been in the dirt. Something about
Stargate?
You're out. Damn it. Ooh, key to the future. All right, what's your dead time synopsis?
Oh, like it's I guess it's about running, but there's no real running in it, and they certainly don't use roller skates or rollerblades or anything like that. Ah, so it's
the Running Man.
You're out.
Oh,
is it Maze Runner?
Yeah, no, you're out too.
Damn it,
haven't seen it.
Is it not Maze Runner?
No, it's not.
It's Maze Runner too.
It's Blade Runner.
Oh, Blade Runner.
Oh, they don't use roller skates, or whatever. Of course.
Okay,
right. We're not going for main characters.
Wait, what was the catch? What was the tagline for Blade Runner?
The key to the future is finally unearthed.
Key to the future is okay.
Weird. Like I said, I chose weird taglines.
Yeah, didn't you?
And, okay. Matt Craver.
Don't know.
I'm thinking of that other Jason Momoa movie where he's in the mountains and they come to the house and it's awesome. Braven.
You're out. That?
No,
yeah, no,
I
wasn't.
I just wanted to talk about sick Momoa movies.
I like to talk about Braven.
It's a great movie.
The tagline is...
4 stars.
The border is just a line to cross.
Sicario.
Bang, nailed it.
What was the character name?
Matt Craver.
Craver.
Is that Benicio del Toro?
No, that's...
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, there it is. Adonis Johnson.
Oh, Creed.
Bang.
That was good. there's not many Adonises out there.
Santa.
Other than me.
Other Santa Claus.
You're out.
You fucking asshole.
I'll have another one, please. I got to figure out which fucking sand movie this is.
I thought it was a big Tim Allen guy.
That's not going to help. You better watch out.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh.
Give me the third one.
Oh, it's about Santa. He's not your typical Santa. He just walks around and then all of a sudden bloody Scrooge rocks up at the house and he's got to do something about it. He has to use a bit of violence.
Oh, it was a violent night.
Bang.
Bit of David Harbour.
This one, I'd be disappointed if you don't get Nauru.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Is it not? I would have gone with that as well.
Fucking Avatar too.
Nauru. Give me the tagline.
The hunt begins.
Oh, it's Prey.
God damn it.
It's Prey.
Oh, I feel so stupid right now.
I've got another Extraction 2 questions. Choose wisely, motherfuckers. Ian Malcolm.
Ooh.
Which Jurassic Park is it?
Tagline is, life finds a way.
Number one, Jurassic Park 1.
It's Lost World.
Jurassic Park 2.
Why would you take a punt? Wait for the last. You're out.
Oh.
It's Fallen Kingdom.
Is it? Nah, but doesn't he say that in the fucking first one as well? Life finds a way?
It's a tagline, not a fucking saying.
Oh, garbage quiz.
Hutch Mansell.
Anchorman.
You're out.
Damn it. Hutch, okay.
Oh, thinking of Mantooth. Vince Vaughn's character, what's he called? Isn't it Dorothy Mantooth? He's his mum or some shit. Yeah.
Dorothy Mantooth was a saint.
Dorothy Mantooth was a saint.
Tagline is, never underestimate a nobody.
Nobody.
There it is. Bang, bang.
Oh, fuck. It's just reeked. It's absolutely reeked. Sick of it.
Oh, hey, gang. It's another one of those Extraction 2 questions. God, they're fun for me to do. I imagine it's fucking shit for you guys.
Hate it.
Caesar.
Which one?
Evolution becomes revolution.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Need more information. 1, 2, or 3?
Well, 3 is the third one. War of the Planet of the Apes is the third one.
Yeah. Oh, so is that what the third one's called?
Yeah.
Ken's out.
Damn it. The second one.
You're out.
Is it the first one?
Fuck, I don't know.
But they don't fucking do anything in the first one. There's no revolution. Revolution comes in the fucking second or third one. Jesus Christ.
Great films, actually. It's the most underrated trilogy of all time, guys.
All time. I can't wait to rewatch them before the next one comes out.
So excited. Should we rewatch them together?
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Don't do that.
Awkward.
Bible Swan.
Oh. Bible Swan. Great name. But no.
Bible is his nickname. Swan is his real name.
Okay.
A little clue. Struggling a bit.
Thanks for taking pity.
Tagline is, war never ends quietly.
Oh. Fuck, I know that tagline.
Fury.
Bang.
Yeah.
Got it.
What's his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf in Fury. Call him Bible.
I like this last one. Last one. It's been a good quiz. I've had a hell of a time. Latrell Walker.
Latrell is from
100 movies. What can two men do against crooked cops? Whatever it takes.
Against crooked.
Oh, this movie's like your Romeo Must Jet like kind of phase. It's you get shot, but there's this fucking
bulletproof.
You're out. And then I know that guy's in it with the ponytail. He's fucking Indian and Italian at the same time.
Steven Seagal.
It's not marked for death.
It's not true.
Well, which one is it?
I don't know.
Above the law? Is it Above the Law? No, he's Nico in that. Fuck.
It's Exit Wounds.
Set
in the Room I Must Die.
Yeah.
Well, that's been a hell of a quiz. It felt like it was just three friends chatting.
Yeah. That's good. I liked it.
Next, I've got the...
Let's not do sequels from now when we do quizzes like that.
Fuck it. That's why...
All those rules and you didn't make that one.
Nah, I got to do sequels because it's a hell of a good time. And it gives people at home a time to guess as well.
I
couldn't care less, to be honest.
I regret my underrated actors list.
Same.
I love mine.
I don't think it's in the tone or the theme of what you wanted.
I struggled wildly.
Hey. When I re-look at it now, I'm like, I've just done my favorite five character actors.
Mine's a little bit like that as well.
Okay, so maybe we're in
tune. Well, you guys go, then I'll go with a...
Because I don't know who the fuck's underrated, who's overrated. Actually, overrated would have been easier.
The way I kind of did it, I was like, who is a phenomenal performer in heaps of shit?
Not a household name.
But the casual moviegoer won't know their name.
That's how I
went. Okay. Yep.
And I also went underrated people that don't get the props they deserve.
I got a bit of both.
I'll do my
list. Which is because of the media, and that's why they're not household names. Unless they get a TV show that's really good.
Okay.
Most of these guys did. So I got number 5 with Peter Stormare.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
For those that don't know him, he plays an Eastern European villain in a lot of shit.
Siegfried Ramstein.
One of the main guys in Fargo. John Wick, he's the very original kind of bad guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
In the warehouse he bit in the first one, and he's in the second one too. Or is it the second one that
he's in?
He actually has 205 credits.
He's in so much
acting
shit.
Credits, yeah. Tokarev was the other movie he's in, one of me and Duff's favourites. It's a late, what's his name? John Travolta film. Tokarev. Number four, I had Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's well known or not.
Ken, you're in the wheelhouse of what this is supposed to be.
All right, okay. Cool.
If
you don't know him, we did him on Gone in 60 Seconds. He plays the brother of Nick Cage. I liked him in Contraband and Boiler Room. Then for number three, I had Michael Shannon.
Of course.
I knew you were going to have Michael Shannon.
I love Michael Shannon.
Same.
I love how dark all these fucking movies are.
Have you watched Waco yet?
No, this is funny you fucking say that. Have a look at the reminders in my phone for 10:30 p.m. tonight, and it says watch Waco.
Oh,
because
so
when
good.
I was researching this, and I picked each actor that I wanted, and I was like, I'll just check their IMDb and just jot down two or three of my favorite of their movies.
That's what I've done as well.
And he had Waco. And then one of the other actors that I had written down was in Waco as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is just all coming up. I think it's Ribisi in it?
Is it on Netflix?
I
think maybe Ribisi was in it as well.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to check that out.
I watched it on SBS. Apple. It's on Apple. Paramount Plus. Cool. Yep. Paramount Plus.
Number two, I had Paul Dano.
Yeah.
And I wanted to shout out his performance in Prisoners with Hugh Jackman. He plays for those that don't know him, he plays the creep.
I'll never watch that movie ever again.
Yeah. But he was also in that Dumb Money, which you just watched recently, I think.
I haven't got around to it.
Promised us you'd watch it, but didn't.
And he was the Joker in Batman.
Yeah.
Yes.
He
was the Riddler in Batman.
The Riddler, I think.
He's coming.
Yeah. Am I allowed to just briefly mention a TV show?
Go on.
No.
I got a couple.
Escape at Dannemora.
Okay.
It's a Ben Stiller-directed TV show before he did Severance, and it's Benicio Del Toro and Paul Dano in prison together.
Oh, shit.
And they're plotting an escape from prison.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I had no idea.
It's unbelievable. It's fucking great.
Guess who's setting a reminder in their phone
check
now?
It out. I think it was a HBO as well, so it's like top-notch like quality and stuff. Yeah, one of my favorite shows of the last sort of 5-6 years. And that number one, I don't know if I'm allowed in because I think he's maybe mainstream by now, Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
Is he too mainstream?
I had him. I took him off the list because he's mainstream, and then I went, if you're allowed one mainstream, we've got someone else I want to put
him. He's right on the verge. He's not a star because he's not a main guy.
Civil War's going to
make Civil War, he's not got a big part. He's a bit part in that from what I've read.
In the fucking trailer where they say, we're Americans, and he just says, what kind of Americans?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
it's very good.
Goosebumps.
He's the creepy neighbor in Game Night.
Yeah,
he just had a magnificent run in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Where he just showed the world because everyone watched that, I think. And then Breaking Bad is his TV show.
He's also in Jungle Cruise as well.
Oh, he's in. He's got 100 credits, but he's never the main guy. I don't think he's handsome enough to be the main guy. Mm. He's got one of those very unique faces. Ugly Matt Damon.
He's married to someone amazing.
Yeah.
Is he?
I can't remember.
Doesn't shock
me. Reese Witherspoon or some shit.
He seems like a work of. Yeah.
A workaday type.
Yeah. All right. That's what I had. Thanks.
Can I go? Because yours is going to be much more better.
No, Ken's mentioned them all.
Okay, I thought I had to dig deeper than that because I didn't really know what was considered.
You might mention my rest.
And having said that, I'm kicking off with a recent Oscar nominee, so I haven't really dug that deeper. But I'm going Jeffrey Wright.
Yep.
He was Oscar nominated for American Fiction. Yep. Brilliant in that.
Still haven't watched it, but I like him.
He was great in... he was in my... had a bigger part in my movie of the year last year, which was The Batman. He was Commissioner Gordon in that.
Mm.
I've kind of gone for people that when I see them turn up, I wouldn't seek out a movie necessarily because they're a major part of it.
You're pretty excited when they show up.
You go, fuck, yes.
They elevate it.
Yeah, they really do every time. And he does that. He's had smaller parts in all the Bond films, the Daniel Craig Bond films, Hunger Games movies, Source Code, Broken City, Shaft, Ali. He's been in heaps of shit. He rules. Amy Ryan is one...
Fuck, man. I got it. Really? I had it written down. Yeah. She was my honourable mention.
She's people would most know her recently from Bo is Afraid and I reckon probably mostly from Only Murders in the Building, if anyone watched that. It's a TV show.
I know her from Gone Baby Gone.
The Office. Yeah. The American Office she'd be really well known in. She was Michael's girlfriend in that. She's in Gone Baby Gone, obviously. Birdman, Central Intelligence. She's fucking awesome because she's so good at comedy, drama, menacing. She does everything, and she's really, really good in everything.
A real character actor.
Quite a character in Beau Is Afraid as well.
Yeah.
This guy's edging towards friend of the pod status just because we keep mentioning his couple of credits over and over again, but Dar es Salaam.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I try to pick someone who's less established. Yeah, I really think he's on his way. He's made his way from middling TV to premium TV and now into some movies.
The Covenant.
Yeah, he's unreal in The Covenant.
He's got a hook in me.
He was just excellent in the Netflix series The Gentleman as well. So I've only really seen him, noticed him in The Covenant, Guy Ritchie's The Covenant and The Gentleman. And the disparity in the two roles that he plays shows you this guy rules.
Yeah, because when I saw him in The Covenant, I just assumed that he was playing a version of himself because I didn't know him at all.
Yeah.
And then when you see him in The Gentleman, you're like, oh no, that was actually a bit. Yeah. He's a character actor.
He is unreal.
Yeah.
So he's a fantastic actor on the way up. This might be recency bias, but we talked about this guy last episode. This is Paul Walter Hauser. I had him for Richard Jewell.
Nice.
So, I was tempted by him.
Front of mind. Because when I looked at his...
You found out he's actually done heaps.
I knew he'd popped up in heaps of shit, but and honestly, I'd forgot. He was so good in I, Tonya, and he looks different.
I don't remember him in that.
He's one of the fucking putzers.
Right. Did you end up checking out that Blackbird show I mentioned?
Not yet, but I got on the list. He was in Late Night, which is an underrated movie with Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling. Old Dad, so I don't remember him in that, but he was on that. Black Klansman, he's been in heaps of shit.
Yep. Small parts, I think, mostly. Yeah.
John Carroll Lynch is one of these actors who turns up in lots and lots of stuff.
Give me something.
He's best known as the husband in Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
The big bald guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking excellent in everything. Probably one of the best character actors of the last 25 years.
Yep, he's great.
He's also awesome in The Trial of Chicago 7, which is excellent. The Founder, Shutter Island. Smaller roles in Crazy Stupid Love, Paul, Gran Torino, Zodiac, Ted 2. Heaps of TV, Monk, The Americans, Veep, The Handmaid's Tale. He's in heaps of shit and he's always... Every time I see him, I go, that guy rules.
The fact that you had to say who it was means he's underrated.
They're really that guy's,
yeah.
And girls.
Okay, so I had Peter Stormare at number 2, but I'll put him at number 5 now because he's been mentioned. So, incredible. So that brings number 4, David Morse.
Yeah.
From Disturbia, The Rock, The Green Mile. He's just... either a villain or a really loyal friend in everything he's ever done.
Yeah,
very kind faced, isn't
he? Yeah, very underrated. He does takes on
name
a lot
too.
Of
too. David Morse,
David good
Morse.
Name.
Yeah, I'd see Dr. David Morse. I'd let him touch my things. I'll edit that out.
Sure. How
number
we
got 4. I think he's very well known, but he is my boy, and I like to mention him because I feel he is underrated. He should be an A-lister and fucking having his own movies nonstop.
Jared Leto.
Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, right. Yeah.
He's just my guy. I think
he's well known enough, but he's still underrated.
He's really
underrated.
Yeah.
Like he even lifted The Mandalorian up. So stuff like that.
Lifts everything he does up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
I can't wait for him to be in the new Alien miniseries.
And I am blanking on the name of the guy.
He can take a bad project and it can be good because he's in it.
Yeah.
Even though you know what you're watching is kind of shitty.
Yeah. Hitman. It's not a good movie.
Justified, the TV
incredible.
Show.
Justified's incredible.
I knew you were going to like it. I'm trying to...
And Perfect Getaway and Go. He steals the show and go.
Yeah.
So that's great. Number 2, I had Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
She's not well known, but she's fucking one of the funniest people in movies.
Unbelievable.
Cocksuckers, Knocked Up, Funny People.
Other than This Is 40, which sucked ass.
Cocksuckers is cock blockers.
Cocksuckers.
I'm staring BJ in his eyes.
Sorry about that. I'll put it away.
So she's my number 2, and I think she's incredible. Number 1, I don't think many people know who this guy is. It's Holt McColony.
Okay.
So he's from Shot Caller, Wrath of Man.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
As a security guard that turns on people, and The Iron Claw, he plays the dad.
Oh, yeah. Mindhunter.
Yeah. Mindhunter.
The guy from Mindhunter.
He's the most underrated person.
Actually, you're right. He's excellent.
Everything, but he's everything wonderful. He's in is incredible.
Yeah.
I think he's really fucking good.
I didn't really know him or recognize until Mindhunter, and then I went, fuck, that guy's really good. And
then he pops up.
I didn't really see him in much after that until Iron Claw, and I was like, Jesus, he's fucking
here. Wrath of Man, I thought he was fucking amazing in that, where he plays the
bad guy.
Yeah, he's always good. Yeah, great call. Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
Do you know who I would is gonna if we're gonna have a elephant level guy? I just want to shout out Walton Goggins.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, fucking
yeah.
Apparently, Fallout's a hit, Ken.
I'm not interested at all.
Really?
the trailer makes me.
I could just watch Walden Goggins in The Righteous Gemstones nonstop.
Could watch all four of those guys.
Fucking what about? So the first name that popped into my head was Scoot McNairy, but then when I looked through his IMDb, I was like, fuck, he hasn't really done enough. But
We
know him.
Because of Narcos and that monster movie.
That's right. Mm. He's about to star in the American remake of the most traumatizing film I've ever seen in my life.
The Butterfly Effect.
See No Evil.
I've seen the trailer for it today and I hate everything about it.
My God, man. So the original of that was the one that traumatized me for life, where I finished watching it and stared at a wall crying for 15 minutes. Yep. And they've now remade it for American remake, and the trailer is
terrifying.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh, man.
Have you seen the Norwegian one or the Danish one?
No. I can't trust anything after Midsummer. Anything Danish?
This
is worse than that.
I used to love a Danish.
So Scoop pops up in that. Yeah, and I had Stephen Graham.
Yeah, Stephen Graham. Lockstock.
He's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Barry Pepper. Yeah. I actually think Barry Pepper's unreal.
He's done one of the best creature flick movies of all time.
Crawl, yeah. I don't know why. Maybe he looks too harsh to be a star.
He's
such a good performer.
He got an opportunity to be an A-lister. I forgot what it was. Maybe it was Knockaround Guys where that kind of flopped. But yeah, he was after Saving Private Ryan. He has to be everyone's favorite in Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
Mine's Tom Sizemore.
Yeah, mine's Vin Diesel. and Sam Rockwell was the other one.
Too well known to have him, and I went, he's fucking
right on the cusp as well, isn't he?
Nah, I think he's huge.
I think he's broken through, yeah.
Yeah, he's massive.
I don't have a lot of honorable mentions. I thought for up-and-comer in drama, I wanted to shout out a guy who we spoke about at length on the Gran Turismo pod and afterwards, Archie
Medekwe.
We think we spoke about how we think he's going on to bigger things. So I've just got a couple of up-and-comers as my HMs. I think up-and-comers in comedy, I think Adam Sandler's Daughters.
Yeah.
I think really they broke through in, You're So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah. Yeah, that was good great. In that. And then Andrew Barth Feldman, who was the guy in No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's very good. Okay. I think he's going to be funny. I think they're both, I think there's comedy careers for those people if they want. If they want to take them.
If they want to take them. They have to want it. You got to want it.
You got to want it.
The only other one I wanted to do was Sean Harris from The Stranger.
Yes.
But I think he's probably properly rated. He's fucking excellent. And I looked at it and I realized he's much more widely regarded than I thought he was.
Yeah. I went by the critics, not by the customers.
Because I know him, but no one else will know him.
Yeah.
So good.
So that would have been a good one. Yeah. When you originally said underrated actors, I started thinking of stars that are like, no one actually gives them credit for how good of an actor they are.
Yeah.
And the first two names I jotted down was Adam Sandler.
William Defoe.
Yeah, and Zoe Saldana. I had those two names as like, they're phenomenal actors actually. Like they can really turn it on.
Yeah.
But they don't get the credit because Adam Sandler's fucking Adam Sandler. And then Zoe Saldana's like, she's doing Guardians and shit.
Mm.
If you watch her like art stuff. Like
you should add David Spade to that list as well. It's brilliant.
Joe Dirt. All right, that's been the mini. So what's up next?
Guys, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm sick of fucking around on this podcast.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, this is going to be something from 1991.
We've been an unserious podcast. Let's get serious. I've had, pardon the pun, an ace up my sleeve. Smoking aces, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Number two?
I can't wait to rewatch this.
Smoking fucking aces.
I've been holding off rewatching it because I knew one of us would do it eventually. Same.
I knew someone would do it. I've been waiting
for one of you guys. Ryan Reynolds being serious with a beard?
Oh, let's go.
Fucking lock me up.
Part of cast, let's do it.
All right.
I just turned my mic off.
Yeah, no, we're trying to do that for 100 episodes.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Had a great time.
Have a good weekend and all that stuff.
Love you all.
Bye.